Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It would be really, really cool right about now if maybe we could get Bill Engvall on the phone.
That would be so awesome. Do you think he would talk to us?
I don't know. How are you, buddy?
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, we tried. We tried so hard.
I'm doing good.
So I have to ask, in the profession that you are in, at what point in your life were you like, you know what? I'm pretty good at this. I think I'm going to do this for a living. Like, what were the, you know, moments, milestones where you thought comedy is it for me?
Well, that's a great question. I always enjoyed it, even from the first time I stepped on stage at a comedy club. But I never really thought I could make a living at it. I thought, you know, this would be fun for a year or two, and then I'll have to go get a real job. And I think the turning point for me was probably in 91 when I won the Best Male Stand-Up Award at the Comedy Awards. Because the group I was in that was nominated were very strong. And when I won, I think that kind of the switch got flipped. And I thought, I could play with these guys, you know. And here it is now going on 40 plus years of doing this. So I guess I've been doing something right. Maybe the key for me is just stay out of the way.
You know what? We just might keep you around, you know.
Well, I appreciate that.
What was it like, though, that first time? Do you still kind of hang on to that first time of walking up on the stage and going, what am I about to do?
You know, it's one of the, well, first off, let me just say that I had several rounds of liquid encouragement.
Right, okay. Okay.
So, but you know, I've always been the kind of guy, I'm not afraid to put myself out there, you know, whether it's that night or doing Dancing with the Stars or whatever. You know, I just feel like, you know, you never know what's going to be the thing. And, I do remember being on stage and people were laughing, and I thought, wow, this is really kind of cool. And, you know, at that point I was, you know, I got a job at the comedy club as the house MC, and, you know, I learned from the best. I learned from Seinfeld and Stanley and Leno and all these guys. And, so I learned how to put an act together. And then I just kind of, you know, I've never been a character. I've never tried to create something that I'm not. The same guy you see in the grocery store is the same guy you're going to see on stage. And I think that's kind of served me well in the sense that I could be your next door neighbor. I just never really bought into the whole celebrity thing. And I just enjoy what I do. The fact that, you know, I have a job that probably the most rewarding thing about this job is the fact that I've been blessed with the talent to make people, when people see my show, I hope that they leave feeling better about things than when they got there. And, you know, I try to tell young comedians when they'll ask is, I said, look, all an audience wants is three things. They want you to be mildly funny, moderately funny. They want you to be clean, and they want to know you're like them, that you've gone through what they've been through. And I'm a parent. I've gone through everything that everybody's had kids has gone through. And I think Jay Leno gave me the best advice early on. He said, don't ever do jokes about something you don't know about, because the audience will know.
Well, that's good advice.
That is good advice.
That's good advice. We're on the phone with Bill Engvall. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever Google yourself?
It took me a long time to even understand what Google was. I don't Google myself. But what I've been told is there's probably 75 Bill Engvall pages. So I don't know, you know, that's one of those things that I try not to read social media and stuff like that, just because it doesn't matter. You know, right. It's like I'm going to be who I am, no matter you know what people think or what they like or dislike. You know, and I've had good and bad. I've made the mistake of reading some Twitter sometimes, and sometimes you. Right. I'll tell you a funny story. When I had my show, the Bill Engvall Show on PBS,
right?
You know, all I wanted to do was just a good old throwback, clean family sitcom. And there was a reporter out of Sacramento who just wrote this scathing review of the show. I mean, you would have thought literally that I had. Had done something personal to him.
Right.
So, I don't know what, you know, there's a part of me that's, I guess it's for lack of a better term, the redneck part of me. I just said, I said, you know what? I told my wife, I go, that's it. And I called the guy. And
wow.
He answered the phone. I said, hey, this is Bill Engvall. And he goes, oh, hey. I go, hey, man. I go, what's with the review? You know, I go, listen, I don't care if the show's not for you, that's fine. But just say that. Just say, look, it wasn't my kind of show, but you might want to take a look at it. Maybe it's your kind of show. You know, and he said, I got to be honest with you, the first one that's ever called me. I'm like, well, you, a lot of people read your paper, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, I've never really bought into competitions or anything. You know, when I'm on stage, I'm the boss. I know what's going on. And, you know, I can tell people, and this is what's weird. My act is kind of transformed into a different kind of style than when I first started. When I first started, I was, you know, a good joke every 15 seconds, and it wore me out.
Right.
I tell people now, I go, come on out, sit back, relax, think of it like we're in your living room, and I'm just a funny guy doing the talking. It's like a 90-minute story that we just weave in and out of different subjects.
Nice.
Well, we kind of asked the Google question because we did a little Googling of you. And we'll keep it clean. It's definitely friendly, family friendly. But people evidently have questions that they want to know about you. So our okay. game is called Is, Was, Did, Does. And we'll ask the question and you can give the honest answer.
What we do is we go in and we say, is Bill Engvall? And then Google provides a whole bunch of things that
people are searching
about you. So we picked out like the best one, the funniest one, or whatever. And this is your chance to answer what people are Googling. They're asking questions about Bill Engvall, and it's your chance to answer these questions, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, first one. Is Bill Engvall a pastor?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm back in school now getting my degree in Christian studies, and my plan is once I get the degree, then is to go to a seminary school.
Well, that's
awesome.
That's
really impressive.
I just learned something.
I know. I learned it.
What I think is funny, though, is I'm a Christian studies major, but I had to take a math class, which I have yet to figure out why.
Oh.
Because really the only numbers I need in Christian studies are there was 12 apostles, 10 commandments, and he spent 3 days in a grave. That's pretty much it.
All right. Was Bill Engvall on Dancing with the Stars? We've already kind of heard the answer, but
yeah,
what's
yeah,
your take on it?
What, did you love it, or would you do it again?
I loved it, and I would not do it again. it was probably one of the most fun things I've done. I don't think people understand how brutal that show
is.
I
did like a local one, and the dancing is so intense. So I can't imagine the schedule they have you on.
Well, when I finished, when I finally got eliminated in the finals, I added up my time, and I realized I danced 6 hours a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks without a day off. And I will tell you that at the time I did that, I was 57, and I can tell you for a fact that 57-year-old men are not designed to dance 6 hours a day, 7 days a week for 13 weeks. We're designed to dance once a year drunk at a wedding.
Lauren Elena told us that she her quads were just, she said, I could run a marathon now. I'm not going to, but I could.
I'm telling you, it was the best weight loss. I lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
And didn't even attempt to diet.
Very nice. All right, now this one is this one's a little morbid. And again, we think we know the answer, but did Bill Engvall die?
Apparently I did somewhere. But I think all of us on the blue cars have been tag deceased at some point. But
there you go.
Now I'm still alive and kicking.
Okay,
thank
good.
Goodness. And the last one, does Bill Engvall sing?
I like to fancy myself a singer. I will tell you a funny story, though. When I did my fourth album, I think it was called Cheap Drunk, and they wanted me to sing this song, Cheap Drunk, that they had written. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're in the shower and you're singing along with somebody else, everybody sounds great. But when they pull that, when they pull that other person out, I literally, they played it back for me, and I said, fellas, this is so bad, it's not even funny. It's like, this is... So I think if I had some training, I could probably sing all right. Because I apparently have a unique voice, because I get more recognition from my voice than I do my face. But yeah, I would listen. If the Masked Singer called me, I'd do it.
Oh,
really?
It's out there. Oh, I'm going to be looking for Bill Ingvall on my show now.
Apparently, now, according to people on Twitter, and the only reason I know is because somebody called me, apparently last week or this week's episode, oh, what's her name that's married to Wahlberg, that's the judge on that, blonde lady.
Jenny McCarthy.
She's one of the judges on Masked Singer, and she said that it was me.
Oh, really?
Wow.
She made her guess was you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
So maybe what you said you'd do it. Maybe that was the beginning of the list for them to call you.
There you go.
Wilson, you know, like I said, I'm not afraid to put myself out there. So
I love it. Well, thank you for hanging out with us today. I feel like I've learned so much about
you. It's been a blast, and I appreciate you guys doing this for me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.